Baby, are you busy? I think I need another pair of eyes on this because are my eyes deceiving me? So I'm just looking at my YouTube statistics to see what's going on and learning from my previous work and what's successful and all that. I've got a video that was trending under the ASMR tag, and it's triple my usual numbers, but look at the ad revenue. It's 8 times the usual amount I get per video. Did I just hit the algorithm jackpot or something? The number is right. It says right here that one video has gotten me $700. Or is it 70? Because, I didn't actually do anything special with it. Nothing more than what I usually do. It was just the most recent one that I recorded. What I did was head scratching myself with my nails. I know it sounds silly, but did the nails make me look more attractive or something? Maybe it was my thumbnail choice. That's just kind of mind-blowing. $700? I mean, when YouTube pay me out, if this is correct, I can pay off my mom's loan for the microphone and possibly some other things that I've been thinking about. It's nothing for you to worry, but just it kind of opens up a lot of possibilities. I've actually been thinking I want to do collaborations between me and smaller ASMR artists as well. My channel's getting bigger. I want to offer the same possibilities to smaller channels. When that ASMR artist did it for me, it was so selfless of her. It just seems like the right thing to do, you know? Not saying that she could easily blow up like I did, but, well, I don't know. I just feel excited. I hear so much about the ASMR community, and well, especially because we help put people to sleep or at ease. Doing these nice and kind little gestures towards each other, well, it just feels right, doesn't it? I haven't ever done this though, so I actually got a message from that creator. She recommended I have an idea in mind before I ask anyone to collab with me, as well as to not ask too many people at once for something like this. She warned me things can happen, and you know, people who accept, they might not actually be able to get you the footage for months. So, gotta keep that in mind too. Patience is key, so don't plan out a release date until you've received the other person's part of the collab. It was something like that. It was all good advice, and well, it was from her first-hand account, so it's not like she was saying anything that was misleading. Although, writing a script for someone else to read out is a bit, what's the word? Not frightening, but intimidating, I guess. Making stuff up for myself on my own channel, well, it's to my standard and whatever I want to do, really, but, Well, I only have to deal with my own expectations, but what if they wanted more or don't think that it's good enough? Or if they accept it, read the script, and then make an excuse why they don't want to do the collab anymore. No, I shouldn't think like that. No one expects anything other than for me to try my best. I need to be more positive and self-assured. Can't keep second-guessing myself, or I'll be miserable and burnt out within a damn week. I was thinking a nice easy collab where I'd edit the video of her on one side of the microphone and I would be on the other. How does that sound? Would you watch it if you saw two different girls in the thumbnail? I thought about doing ear tapping like this. What do you think about that? Seems simple enough. Maybe I wouldn't have to do so much of a script. Unless I wanted to incorporate some additional tingles. I know some people like these trigger words like sksks or tsk. That could just be an idea, just to make it a little bit more substantial. Not to say people doing one trigger isn't ASMR, but some people like a more developed video, and some people like simplicity. And one continued trigger. So, well, now that I have you here with me, wanna sit in my seat and I'll stand above you and, well, tippy-tap your ears and say trigger words for practice? Thank you, honey bun. Now get comfy and I'll get ready to tingle you like you've never tingled before. You know, you've still not said no to me since I have started up these pampering sessions of ours. Whenever I ask, you kind of just melt into position for me. How was those light little taps for you? Do you think one side is more sensitive than the other, huh? I promise I'll stop hogging the PC shortly. I know you have a gaming session planned later tonight, if I'm not mistaken. My little gamer boyfriend. You having